Dino Becker.
I didn't order cottage cheese.
Those are potatoes.
I'll stick with the eggs. Eggs, right?
Well, that's what it said on the box.
No complaint from me, Reds. These eggs taste great.
That's because they're pancakes.
Greetings, losers. Bob is now officially one of you.
Go away, Bob.
Thank you for your interest in Bob. Bob's estranged wife has gotten a killer divorce lawyer, which means Bob is going to lose it all, which means Bob is going to have to keep living with his mother. Now I wish I put her in the good home. How did my wife do this to me? I built my whole world around that woman. She was everything to me. Where have you been hiding, Cupcake? Or should I say, where have you been hiding those cupcakes?
You're repulsive, but thank you.
Just coffee to go, Reggie.
Yeah, me too. Unless we have time for breakfast.
You don't. Trust me, I'm doing you a favor.
Here, John, I picked up your plane ticket.
Why don't you pick up your own ticket?
He can't. The lady at the travel agency refuses to deal with him. Surprise, surprise.
Going on a vacation?
No. A friend of mine wants me to talk at a family practice conference in Chicago on Friday. Trust me, it's no vacation.
It will be for us.
Okay, let's go, Linda.
You run along, Margaret. I'll be there when I'm good and ready.
Excuse me?
I'm coming. I just want to see what that sounded like out loud.
This guy sent me two tickets. Dr. and Mrs. John Becker. Oh, jeez, I get chills just saying that. Must think I'm still married. Hey, Jay, you want to be my wife?
Not even if it meant getting my sight back.
I just thought you might like to get out of town for a couple days.
Oh, well, thanks, John, but, you know, I got this thing. Well, you see, I'm supposed to... Oh, hell, I just don't want to go.
Bob would like to go away.
Good, go away.
I'll take the ticket, Becker. I've got this old girlfriend in Chicago, and I'd love to see her.
Okay.
That's it? No argument?
Nope.
Why?
Well, because somewhere in this city, some moron is packing his bags, preparing to sit in the seat next to me and tell me his pathetic life story. I already know yours.
Reg, important rule. Don't mention to anybody I'm a doctor. People find out, they start asking for free advice.
I understand.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Horton?
No, I'm Becker, John Becker. Dr. John Becker.
Nice to meet you, Doctor.
Well, I thought the crew should know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me help you there, young lady.
Oh, aren't you sweet? But be careful, I've got cookies in there I baked for my grandchildren.
He's a doctor.
A doctor? Wonderful. Maybe later you'll look at my foot.
Sorry, I thought she was one of the crew.
Sorry.
No problem.
No problem? You're not gonna take his head off? What's with you? You didn't complain about the line at check-in, or when they got our seats wrong. God, Becker, you're like a regular Boy Scout.
Well, Reg, airline travel is the one place you just have to surrender control. It's like being at sea in the middle of a hurricane. No use in fighting it. Just sit back and ride out the storm. Oopsie-daisy.
You took a Valium, didn't you?
This big.
Just because Dr. Becker isn't here doesn't mean we don't work.
I'm working. I'm clearing out like 5 years worth of old magazines. Look at this. Fat Oprah, thin Oprah, fat Oprah, thin Oprah.
Keep one of each, then we're covered. Now get over here and help me with this filing.
Oh, come on, Margaret. Can't this be a me day? You know, a day to goof off while everyone else is working.
You do that every day.
Come on, Margaret, let's just relax, kick back, read a magazine. Here's one now. What does it mean if your man chooses food over sex?
Linda, with Dr. Becker gone and no patients, this is a great chance for us to organize the office. What does it mean if your man chooses food over sex?
Well, this is nice. What am I supposed to do when lunch comes? Eat off this lady's head? Damn, my seat won't budge.
Maybe if you complain, you can get your money back. Oh, that's right. You didn't pay anything. Come on, Reg, relax, will you?
Oh, sure, you're relaxed. You're all hopped up on goofballs.
I'm going to visit my grandchildren in Chicago. They live in Oak Park, which is one of the most fashionable sections. I'm going to be there for a week.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, if I have to listen to that the whole flight, I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh, look at that cloud. It looks like a duck.
Excuse me, can I get you anything?
No, thank you.
Oh, pardon me, when are you gonna be serving lunch?
The card will be by in a little while.
Well, she's a subtle little bitch, isn't she?
Oh, come on, she's just doing her job.
She was practically in your lap. Becker, the ticket said Dr. and Mrs. How could she not think we're together?
You know something? You're absolutely right. You are acting like my wife. You haven't stopped yakking since we got on board.
Hey, Bright Eye, stopped any good books lately?
Nine is closed, Bob. Reggie's on her way to Chicago.
Ah, rats. Bob disappointed. He was looking for a warm, perky rack to rest his head on.
Bob, give it up. Reggie can't stand you.
Now, see, that was the old Bob, the cocky Bob. This is the new Bob, the humble Bob.
You know what I think she'd really love? The dead Bob.
Bob didn't let that pass. So, you hungry? I'll jump behind the counter and whip us up a little snack.
Hey, stay away from there. You've already committed a dozen health code violations walking in the door.
Nothing back here but the bare essentials. Bob's gonna have to work his magic.
Oh, don't make me come over then.
Come on. Don't make me play hide and seek with the blind guy. Now, come on, Mr. Peeper. Sit down. I'll make you something.
Oh, this is just wrong. No man would choose food over sex.
Certainly not this food. What is this, a brownie, or do we use it to break a window in case of an emergency?
Take it easy, Reg. We'll be there in no time.
Take it easy? You know, Becker, I'm seeing a very ugly side of you.
Oh, look. We're starting to land already. Well, that was quick.
Folks, this is Captain Glass. Seems the weatherman is not our friend today. Chicago's socked in, so I'm afraid we've been rerouted to Buffalo.
Buffalo? I'm not going to Buffalo. I'm going to Chicago. I have to make a speech in a few hours.
Hopefully. We'll only be on the ground a short time. Then we'll be on our way.
I don't want to go to Buffalo. No one ever wants to go to Buffalo. I want to go where it says I'm going on my ticket. What the hell are you doing up there?
I'm trying to get something out of my bag.
Watch this. You know, is this so difficult? There. Now, there's your bag. Whatever you want, just get it out. Okay. Get it out.
Okay.
Ah, good. That's it? A pen?
Yeah, that's it.
Anything else, you know, for later?
No, that's it.
Are you sure? Because the bag's here now.
I'm sure.
Well, good. You got your little pen. Now, sit the hell down. Sit down.
Valium wear off?
Get your elbow off my side.
Excuse me, the pilot said 15 minutes. We've been sitting here for 2.5 hours. What's going on?
We're still waiting for a gate.
There's an empty gate right there. It's less than 100 yards away. I could spit that far.
Yes, but it's not our gate. Now, the captain says it'll be about another 15 minutes.
No, don't give me the 15-minute routine. I'm a doctor. I invented 15 minutes.
Look, I'm really sorry about this. Is there anything I can get you? Another magazine? Something to drink?
Actually, I'm starving.
Our food service for this flight is over.
Don't you have anything, even a little packet of peanuts?
Oh, all right, I'll check. Just hang in there a little longer.
Okay? Hey, get your claws off my husband and get me my damn nuts!
I want a divorce.
Oh, I don't know if I can take this. I get very nervous in these enclosed spaces.
Are you gonna be okay?
I don't know. I can't breathe very well.
Is there a doctor here? This guy's in bad shape.
He's a doctor!
Here. Breathe into that. Do you have any chest pains?
No.
Any numbness in your left arm?
No.
Yeah, well, if you did, it'd probably be from hauling that stupid bag around. Look, you're gonna be fine. You just have an anxiety attack going here. Has anybody got a sedative of any kind? Anybody?
You mean like Valium?
Hey, don't I only have one for the flight home? Anybody?
Becker.
Oh, all right.
Here, let me have your hand. There you go. Pop that in.
You got a Tic Tac?
Fine, smarty pants.
It's called a placebo. It was worth a shot.
So, I'm upstairs in bed waiting for Lewis. 10 minutes go by, 20 minutes go by. Finally, I go downstairs, and he is sitting by the door waiting for pizza.
Oh, you poor thing. So what did you say?
I said, Lewis, you placed 2 orders tonight, and one of them is about to get cold. Now, think about it. You can always reheat pizza.
So everything worked out okay?
Well, sort of. We had sex, but how should I put this? When we finished, the pizza was still hot.
Here, last one.
Boy, if I wasn't so weak from hunger, I'd go after her.
Yeah, me too.
When you're in Chicago, visit Oak Park. They have a wonderful mall there. Sometimes my daughter takes me and leaves me there all day.
Gee, I wonder why.
I'm so hungry. Wait, the old bat.
Oh, see, you win. You're a lot hungrier than I am.
No, she has cookies. Excuse me. Oh, I hate to ask, but I'm famished. Is there any chance that I could have one of those wonderful cookies that are in your bag?
Well, of course, you certainly can. $10.
$10 for a cookie?
Listen, I've been stuck on planes before. Believe me, 10's a good price.
Hey, I heard you're a doctor. You see this disgusting thing on my neck here? Does this look okay to you?
Hey, wait a minute. I'm next. He's gonna look at my foot.
Well, there's only one thing missing now. Ah, there it is.
Jake, come on over here and taste this. I call it chicken a la Bob.
I'm not tasting anything a la Bob.
Come on. Bob's a great cook. Bob's wife said that's the only reason she kept him around. On the plus side, when she was eating, she couldn't talk.
And yet the marriage broke up. Go figure.
Come on, try it.
All right, I'll taste it.
This is amazing.
No, seriously, this is fantastic. You know, if you opened up a restaurant, I bet you could make a fortune.
Wow. That means a lot to me. I mean, cooking makes me feel like I'm worth something, like I have some dignity.
Let's not get carried away.
Still serving lunch?
You want to make a couple of bucks?
Yes, sir. How many in your party?
It's mine. I lost it in your hair. Just turn around.
I learned that from watching Martha Stewart. Nice set of cans on her, don't you think?
Less talking, more cooking.
Didn't you tell me you knew how to give pedicures?
Oh, when I worked in the beauty parlor, I got to do a lot of this. They wouldn't let me get near anybody's head.
Oh,
we can.
Excuse me, I was wondering...
We're out.
If I could put my fist in your mouth.
Oh, I love airline magazines. Like everything you ever wanted to know about, everything you never wanted to know about. Oh, look, look. Picture of the CEO of the airline, Mr. Frank McKee. Yeah, that smug little grin. No wonder he's smiling. He's not stuck on this plane.
Please, if he were, you think we'd still be here?
No. No. No, I don't.
What are you doing, Becker?
I'm gonna find this smiley little CEO and tell him to get us off the damn airplane.
Oh, come on. How are you even gonna get his number?
Just watch and learn. Watch and learn. All right. Headquarters in Dallas. Who do I know in Dallas?
Damn. Doctor's office.
Margaret, it's me. I'm stuck on a plane in Buffalo. Don't ask. I need you to get me a phone number.
Well, it's a little tough right now. My hands are full.
Oh, well, maybe I should just sit on this plane for another 5 hours until your hands are empty.
Valium wear off?
Listen, I need to call a Dr. Tom Henshaw. He's a plastic surgeon in Dallas.
All right, hold on a second.
Hi, Dr. Becker. We're working really hard here.
Put those down. He can't see you.
Oh, right. He has no idea we've been screwing around all day.
I do now. Thank you, Margaret. Got it.
What are you gonna do?
This guy is the plastic surgeon in Dallas. I bet he knows how to get a hold of smiling Frank McKee. Yeah, hey, Tom, it's John Becker. Don't hang up.
Oh, you just have friends everywhere, don't you?
Yeah, Tom, I need a favor. Have you ever done any work on a Mrs. Frank McKee, the wife of the airline guy? You have? Oh, that's great. You did work on him, too? What did he have done? Well, that must have made Mrs. McKee very happy. Look, Tom, it's a long story, but do you have their home phone? Oh, that's great. Great. Listen, I appreciate that. Oh, and I take back what I said about plastic surgeons not being real doctors. Even though they're not.
It's Frank McKee. How can I help you?
Yeah, Frank, yeah, I'm a passenger on your flight 561. You got over 200 people sitting on the ground in Buffalo for over 5 hours waiting for an empty gate that's only 100 yards away. We got no food, no air, and less leg room than a calf in a veal pen.
Yeah, well, I can appreciate your predicament, but there's not a lot I can do.
Gee, Frank, I feel like I'm getting a shaft here. Which reminds me, I heard about your little operation last year. How's the new equipment working out there, stud? You know what? Don't tell me. I got a friend who's a newspaper reporter. We'll just let him ask you the questions.
Hold on. Maybe I can help you. Let me make a phone call and see if I can get you to a gate. And I apologize for the inconvenience.
Yeah, I thought you might, Frank. All right, people, we're going to the gate.
Yeah!
Don't get too excited. When we get there, we'll still be in Buffalo.
Oh, I can't wait to get off this plane and get something to eat.
Not in Buffalo. You're too late. All the restaurants in the airport have closed.
Look, I'm starving. I'll buy one of your damn cookies.
Okay, but the price went up. $20 each.
Greedy old hag.
I heard that. $50.
$30.
$40.
$35.
Done.
Better be one damn good cookie.
All right.
What are we gonna do now? There's no way I'm staying in Buffalo.
Well, there's no sense of going to Chicago. I've already missed the conference.
Hey, fly girl. Where's this plane going now?
After refueling, this plane's going back to New York.
What do you think?
Might as well. Oh, yes. Life is not so bad after all. Look at that. Another Valium.
Have these?
Yeah. All right. There you go.